It's the home run. Lee Dixon, hello. Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Oliver's Army. Let's turn our attention to street racing now. And if you've been hiding under a rock, then you probably wouldn't have heard of Australia's best street racer, but I'm here to introduce you to him right now. Dylan Hesp, hello.
Hey, Lee. How are you?
Good, mate. You're the man behind Australia's best street racer. Taylor James.
Yes.
Is the 18-year-old Bogan with a Barina.
Yes,
right?
That's right. Yeah, the classic lonely 18-year-old and his mum's 1994 Holden Barina out doing some laps, doing some blockies, trying to make some friends.
Launceston is home to Australia's most popular blocky route.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up in Launceston and I have cut a couple of laps around Lonnie.
Yeah, yeah.
Very familiar with the blocky route. Where did the inspiration for Australia's best street racer come from?
Yeah, well, I guess this whole series really came out of because I also grew up in Launceston, and it was just always this thing that me and co-creator of the show, Michael O'Neill, we were always so aware of. So you'd always drive around, you'd always see people cutting laps, or, you know, as soon as you'd get your license when you're 18, you'd go straight to Macca's. And then we'd often been comedy stuff.
Macca's, then the Birchall's car park.
Yeah. You've got to go hang out in a car park. And we just always used to see these people, and we thought, maybe there's something in this. And we kind of thought, what if you took this kind of lonely, kind of funny character like I kind of tend to play and you put them in this kind of interesting world? So
Taylor James, what's his quest?
Well, really, he's kind of like a lot of 18-year-olds. You know, he's kind of trying to find his place in the world. And, you know, he's just decided that part of that is kind of living up to this legacy of his dad and getting in his car, trying to do laps, effectively trying to become Australia's best street racer. And for him, that mostly means trying to become friends with the other street racers, trying to modify his car. And when I say modify, you got to go check it out because the car is looking worse than ever in the second season. And
got a new scoop on the bonnet, doesn't he, this time around?
Yeah, new scoop. He's got a NOS set up, a body kit. Like, it's so bad that we can't even... There's some nights in Launceston we can't film because we get too much attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
I've been watching it. I've been like, how does nobody come and see what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
no, we get a lot of just... we get a lot of laughs from young guys and then everyone else just kind of stares going, what's wrong with these people?
But they all know what you're doing, right?
I hope so.
Now, Hate of Turagos, where's that come from?
Yeah, well, that was... if the first episode of the new season, he's kind of... Street Racer is kind of forced to drive his mum's car around for a little time. And we just kind of thought, what's the most quintessential mum car?
Oh, yeah.
But what was amazing is not many people drive Turagos anymore. So I don't know if everyone else hates them.
No, everybody's got like an import, like a Delica or
something fancy now, something smaller. Yeah. So we had to do this massive call out for a Turago.
Really?
Yeah, and eventually we finally got this Turago and it was like, oh, great. All right, let's smoke the tyres on it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, cool. So Australia's Best Street Racer premiered here at Little White last year. It was number one.
Yeah.
And now this is Two Street, Two Racer. So it's the second incarnation.
That's right.
How many parts?
Well, that's the thing. Hopefully more. We still feel like the street racer story is not finished, but, you know, the whole show is made possible thanks to Screen Tasmania and Screen Australia who fund it.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so popular the first time around that it has garnered the support of big outfits like Screen Australia.
Yeah. And so we were so thankful to have Screen Australia come in and support it because the reality is because it's not on TV, it's online, you know, otherwise we couldn't afford to have the amazing cast and crew this time, which is pretty much entirely Tasmania. We've got a bunch of kind of new characters and new adventures, and that wouldn't be possible without that support. But yeah, look, here's hoping there's more. You know, for Fast and Furious fans, they know it goes up to about 9 or 10 movies. I don't know. I don't know if Street Race is going to end up taking on submarines by the time we're done, but who knows? I think there's still a little bit more up the sleeve.
And being online, you can gauge how many people are watching instantly.
Yeah,
that's really good. So where can we find it?
Yeah, so head to YouTube and just search Australia's Best Street Racer or youtube.com/Australia's Best Street Racer.
All right, we might take a little bit of a listen to a grab now.
Yeah, I found it! I found it! Yeah, it is good to be back. I hate Turagos. They're so shit. When I lost a Barina, I had to borrow mum's for a while. Really hurt my reputation. Yeah, I don't really know why the HTV guys didn't want the Barina, but the good news is we're still really great mates. Hey, guys! 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 Yeah, which car park are we going to? Yeah! Yeah, no, I'll meet you there! They didn't tell me.
Well, there you go, Australia's best street racer, Two Street, Two Racer, Dylan Hesp, the man behind the concept. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Mate, thanks so much for having me. I hope people love it.
No worries. It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon.